More details are emerging about Esteban Santiago, the man arrested after a shooting today at Fort Lauderdale's airport. 5 people were killed and 8 injured in the baggage claim area at Terminal 2. Authorities say he acted alone. Fort Lauderdale's airport is shut down. Dozens of planes with passengers are still on the tarmac and are still being evacuated. We're joined now by NPR's Greg Allen. And Greg, tell us what we know about what happened today.
Well, Audie, it started today around 1 o'clock, and what happened is that a shooter started firing his pistol, his gun, in around the baggage claim in Terminal 2, as you say. It created pandemonium. We had many people shot. I think it was 13 people shot in all. Authorities say 5 people died. 8 were wounded. 5 actually went to the hospital and received care there. All are in stable condition. So that's the good news on it. But it was a pandemonium there. It's led to the Terminal 2 being evacuated, then the whole airport being shut down. And as you say, people are still out on airplanes and still leaving the airport at this late hour.
We've been hearing some detail over the hour about the suspect. Where is that coming from? What more do we know about him?
Well, we're getting it from various sources. Esteban Santiago was a member of various military, of the National Guards and the U.S. Army. He was grew up in Puerto Rico, served there in the National Guard, was in the Army, served in Iraq. Later was in Alaska, and he was with the Alaskan Army National Guard. He was released, his term ended there in August of last year, and he was released at a time under issues that were, they called, poor performance, and in fact, some strange behaviors. He was AWOL on a number of occasions, didn't show for drills, and there was some discussion that he was not, that he actually had some mental issues. That's what we get from various sources. And what that has to do with the shooting, it's hard to say at this point. We don't know what he was doing in Florida. We do believe that he arrived on a flight and with a gun in a checked bag. He took the gun out of the checked bag, loaded it in the bathroom, and came out and started firing.
So just to be clear, it was in his checked luggage, and then he opened fire at that baggage claim.
That's right. And why that baggage claim, what led up to that, there's no sense at this point. He fired for some time. It's hard to know how many bullets were fired. Authorities say they didn't fire at him at all. He surrendered, basically threw himself on the ground, spread-eagled, and was apprehended once he'd finished firing without incident. And they have him in custody, and he's being interrogated by the FBI and the Broward Sheriff's Department.
That's NPR's Greg Allen with more detail about the shooting at the Fort Lauderdale airport. Greg, thanks so much.
You're welcome.